the board recently passed a new set of school boundaries to accommodate a 7th middle school opening in the district. Under these new boundaries, the percentage of students eligible for free and reduced lunches at Battle High School would increase to 55%. That same figure would decrease to 18% at Rockbridge High. Some parents and teachers told the board that this map was inequitable, among other concerns. Atkins voiced his dissatisfaction of the process at a recent forum.
I have not found anybody yet that thinks that our district did it well last time, and with good reason. I mean, we dropped the ball. So I don't know what happened. I wasn't involved in the process, and I can't go back in time to do it, but we clearly messed something up.
I asked him after that forum what his solution would be if he were elected.
We need to do an after-action analysis and figure out exactly what went wrong, because we ended up in a situation. We ended up with new districts that didn't really achieve any of the stated objectives of those new lines.
The consultant who drew the school lines also projected future overcrowding in the district's high schools. Blake Willoughby says more redistricting is likely on the horizon, and he'd want to increase communication with parents for the next round.
Well, hopefully, we can really get some good practices in place where it's a lot more involvement with our community, a lot more involvement and feedback from our parents across the community to really create those boundaries that work better for all of us.
Della Streedy-Wilhoit says there's never an ideal process when it comes to redistricting.
I'm not sure what I would have done, but I do know that I would have taken in the socioeconomic the situation probably a little more.
The three candidates will be on the April 2nd ballot. Charlie Clark, KBIA News.